going on, family? Welcome to another episode of Ism Radio. We're here ready to do our thing. And I am your host. My name is Tariq Nasheed. Glad to have y'all tuning in. Over here to my right, we have Miss Layla. How are you, Layla?
I'm okay. I got a little sick last week, but I'm finally getting better.
Good. You still have a little sinus infection.
Yes, a little sinus infection. You know, it's bad out here with the allergies in California.
Yes, it is. Yeah, yes, so. It is. But you're fine, though. Everything is fine.
Yeah, I'm trying. I might take off my glasses. My eyes look a little glazed over, but yeah.
Uh-oh.
I'm trying to.
And over here, we have Miss Bree. How are you doing, Bree? Bree came in like, fuck it. What's up?
I'm dying, guys.
Two tears in a bucket. What movie was that on?
I'm dying.
House party. House party.
Losing too much blood.
Oh Lord. Oh Lord. It's one of those weeks for Bree. Bree's having.
It is. And this is all I got. So y'all got to take me to hell like I am.
Yeah, exactly. You love her.
Man, I'm here. Shit.
Yes, indeed.
I made it.
Yes. All right, but we're here ready to chop up game as we always do. There's a lot of stuff going on in the news, and we gotta spit it and go there. So Bree, what's happening in the news out here right now?
I don't know if what should I bring up first?
It's so much.
Bring up. Well, Rich, let's talk about Rich. Whatever you want. I know what I'm saying.
Well, let's talk about Rich the Kid.
Rich the Kid, he's a rapper.
Rich the Kid is a rapper. And how long ago was this?
Friday.
A couple days ago. Okay,
or Thursday
Friday.
Thursday night.
His house, he was actually at his girlfriend's Tory Brick's house.
Yeah.
And her house was invaded. And they robbed them, took his stuff. Did they take his stuff?
Yeah, they did. They took
like his chains and stuff and cash,
jewelry, yeah.
And beat him really bad, really bad, to the point they put him in the hospital, and Miss Tory Bricks got pistol whipped.
Yeah. That's what she said, right?
Bad. Yep.
She got something.
Yes, there's a pistol print on her face, but then she took to Instagram to address all of these people, and it made it look a waste.
Right. Yeah, a lot of people are questioning the legitimacy of her getting pistol whipped.
Mm-hmm. I wonder why though. Like,
because your man. First of all, your man got beat up from a robbery that both of you all were in, and he's in the hospital, and you're away from him, and you're on Instagram explaining yourself.
Yeah, see the Instagram thing. But you know what I think it is? Because people get so caught up in comments that they get all in their feelings.
And right, then
they like,
right.
No, seriously, they do. Because sometimes I'll be seeing comments and I'll be wanting to go off and I'm like, you know, I'm ignore that ignorant ass. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
But some people get all riled up in their feelings and she seems very emotional.
Right.
So I personally do not think she set him up. Let me tell you why.
You said she seemed emotional?
I mean, yeah.
She didn't seem emotional.
I mean, she from the Bricks, though. You know, they kind of, that's emotion for her.
She from the what?
The Bricks.
Brick City, you know, New Yorkers, you got to, they be real hard.
Where is she from?
She's from New York, I think.
Okay.
I'm like almost 99% sure she's from New York.
Okay.
Dead ass.
So why do you think that she didn't set it up?
Because she already has her own money.
Okay.
Because she's a huge DJ. She's a model. She gets money, right? Second of all, Rich the Kid is her dude. And not some dude she met yesterday. This is her dude. So anything she want, she's getting.
Okay.
Look at her. Like, she's getting it. She don't have to have him set up and robbed. However, what I do think is she told one of her little friends, oh, yeah, Rich the Kid coming up. Okay, girl, I'll talk to you. Bye. Her little hating-ass friend probably set her up. That's a hater.
But it was at her house?
It was at her house.
Oh, wow.
So I think she intentionally may have had some hater friends, maybe told somebody he was coming over, and then I don't think she personally
First of all, I don't even remember her ever being with him. I thought she was with Young M.A.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
I thought she was a whole-ass lesbian.
Yeah.
So when that popped up, I was like, well, what the hell? It do seem like. But then you have, like, conspiracy theorists like Game. Dropped his 2 cents. Did you see?
Yeah.
No,
what did Game say?
Game went 100 bars. He was just like, I know a setup when I see one. He's steady telling Rich the Kid to call him. I'm going to call a spade. Took the pick on portrait mode. Yeah. Like, what do that mean?
Like, what?
He said, hit me twice, make it look good.
But why, though?
Put a hat on, but don't wipe the blood off. Like, okay.
Yeah.
Here's the thing with chicks setting dudes up.
Yeah.
But it's not a broke, thirsty chick.
It don't matter, right? It don't matter. I'm not saying she did, but I'm just, you can't.
What would be her reason for it? Just to get him back? It couldn't be for money and jewelry.
It could. You know, it's a lot of different reasons why women get niggas set up. Just because they can, just to be slick, just to low key pay a nigga back. You
know, now that I can agree with.
Unintentionally, like you said, she probably was talking
to her friends.
But this is what I'm saying. If you if you this type of woman and you move in these type of circles, you already should know what the code is. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, even if she, even if it was unintentional and she told somebody, oh yeah, Rich gonna be in my house tonight. We doing Netflix and chill. Like, who the
Right. Why are you telling? Yeah.
But bitches do be telling their business. Yeah. That's why you don't tell people your business.
But when you go to somebody's house and then somebody beats you down and you got to go to the hospital and then they get on Instagram like, yo, I don't be doing shit like that though.
That did make it look suspect. It's why she
and she didn't wipe the blood off. It's like, hey, look at me. Right. I got hit too. It's like, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, it looks funny. I don't know hey or nay, but it does look funny style. But Layla, you made a good point.
Yeah.
You think she has her own paper, but Bree made a good point. Hey, that don't matter.
It
doesn't matter.
Unless
so.
He cheated on her and she's wanting I'm going to get the nigga back. Now that could be it.
Yeah.
It couldn't have been for money.
And he released a statement saying that she didn't have anything to do with it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how do you know?
Man. Because women will set niggas up.
No, that is true. Women will do that. That is true.
Now, Layla, what else is happening out here in the streets?
I want to talk about something. I think it happened on Friday with Sway.
Oh, yeah.
On the Sway show. He had interviewed a rapper named Nick Grant.
Yes.
And Nick Grant made a beautiful song for black women. And Sway was like, oh, so what made you do this song? Because you left out every other woman. And he was like, well, the only reason I really made this song is because I'm relating to the black women that I know, my mother, my aunts, you know, black women that he can't relate to no other woman but black women. So he said, this is why I made the song. So then as they proceed to play the song, Sway's like, look at the camera and tell all the women you love them. And he's like reluctantly doing it. Like, you love Germans, you love Spanish. And Nick Grant's like, okay. Then he asked them, hey, would you date outside of your race? And he was like, love is love. Like, but, you know, I you know, basically he said he liked black women.
Right.
You stick with my black girls. But, yeah, it's like Sway was pushing it. And I don't get why Sway was so upset that he made a song about black women.
Yeah,
I don't.
Sway.
Why can't we have a song, bro?
I know. I mean, Sway was really caping. And a lot of folks are trying to put him on the coon train now.
I feel like,
What you think, Bri?
He might be, he might have crossed the line.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
yeah.
I think he been up too long.
Yeah.
He didn't get no sleep.
No.
Oh.
Not up like that. God damn it,
Layla. I thought you meant the nigga was delirious.
No,
like,
Layla.
No. I think he's been at the pinnacle of his career.
Up like.
Oh, I see.
Once you get up there and you lose touch with where you're from, you tend to forget.
Yes. Bless Layla Hart. She
does. I know. I thought he meant, because you know when you
get no sleep.
No, I be delirious as hell when I don't get no sleep. Fuck y'all.
We know when you was on tour.
I know.
I love white men. I be going all crazy. You never know what I might say when I'm
But here's the actual interview.
What I'm hearing. You got a track, it's an amazing track and video called Black Woman.
Black Woman, yeah.
All right. Why did you put this out? You know, because I don't know, man. You alienate a lot of women who aren't black.
And Sway sounded a little disgusted.
Yeah. Like,
why did you put that out? I'm like, damn, Sway. Why? Hold on.
You know, so. But it seemed like it was directed towards misguided youth and women, or was it to talk about that?
To touch on what you just said, like love to all women, but this is just an ode to, you know, the women that were in my life, the village of women that raised me and like kind of fed me, clothed me, gave me encouraging words to get me through as a kid, because like for me as a youngin', it was like really rough. So
yeah,
all I had was like women outside of my grandfather who I would go to his house every day and listen to those jazz records and get that, you know, that manly advice. But for the most part, Monday through Friday was all women.
You know?
So I felt like to not make this kind of record for them, I feel like it took too long to make this record. I just felt like they deserved it.
They deserved it.
They don't get enough respect and enough attention, so.
Yeah, but to the Asian women and the Latina women and the Caucasian women and the Swedish women, German, French women.
Yeah.
Nick Grant loved you too, right?
Man, look in the camera. How you gonna start cooning by proxy?
Okay.
You cooning for him. God damn, Sway.
He named states, all the Illinois and women, Chicagoan women. Like, damn.
Sway,
shout
brother.
Out to Nick Grant, though. He didn't even fall for that
shit. I know.
He was like, okay. Like,
love them all.
And Sway, like, what does Sway have on under that head wrap? Some biscuits? Sway, you better holler at me.
Sway.
You better holler, Sway. We need to talk to you, brother.
Do you think you got a white girl at home or something?
Yeah.
I've never seen him with a girl.
I don't know.
He must have
he
a white
must,
girl.
He must have like an Asian or Filipino or something.
Have you ever heard about Sway being with a chick? Or like seeing him out with a chick?
I know he has a kid.
Is the kid mixed?
I don't know. It must be. Y'all look that up. Let's look that up now. I almost guarantee.
There's no other reason that he would be caping that hard.
Man.
I'm just saying. There's no reason for the cape.
Man, y'all Google that real quick and let's see what Sway is laying there with.
Y'all Google that.
I'm typing in Sway girlfriend. Oh, shit. Connie Chung popped up. Shit. I'm joking. But
he said an old Asian to Connie Chung. Sorry,
oh, my God. And we were talking earlier about doing the music video. Wait, I look like, what is she? Who is this chick he's with? I'm looking at some chick.
She black.
Yeah, she a little red bone look like. I can't tell. I don't know if it's like another DJ. I don't know. I can't tell.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Is that a DJ?
She could be a DJ.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know
she
who it is.
Familiar.
Yeah, but
we have to investigate
on that. Yeah, but the thing is, we were talking earlier about we're going to be doing a video for the next Mink Slide single, and we're trying to find a lead woman for the video.
And tell who I suggested. Tell who I suggested.
Layla's ass said Jada Pinkett's mama.
Campaigning for her ass.
She is fine.
She's a good looking lady, but would that look good in the video?
No, I think
come on.
Because she's older.
Yeah, she's older. Yeah, and we know she's older.
That shit is going to read.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Even though she's fine
she's
for her age.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to be in the video. No, I'll be looking because I'm Jada's age.
Right, exactly.
So I look like a damn gigolo trying to get some money out of a sugar mama in the video. I don't want it to have that type of energy. But she's fine, though. She's a fine motherfucker, though. I need some suggestions from the family. Who should we have in the video? Who would you suggest, Bri?
Probably, I like Gabrielle.
Gabrielle Union? What's she doing? Shit.
Would Gabby do it? Probably not.
Who will do it? I don't just want to throw some names out there. Get Cicely Tyson. No. I want some people who are
Bassett.
Some tangible people that will probably do
it. Nicole Murphy.
I think Nicole Murphy might do it?
Yes, absolutely. She's a model. She's doing
her
thing.
Yeah, she's still, ain't Nicole older too?
But not.
She is not as old as Jada's mom.
Yeah.
She still looks good.
She's like 50 what? 50.
She just turned 50.
Okay.
She just turned
50. Yeah.
And Jada's mom is like 60. So it's a big difference.
Somebody said Keisha Cole.
Oh.
No.
Somebody said Tracy. Yeah. Tracy Ellis Ross.
Oh, hell yeah.
I love her.
But her bag is long. Yeah, so I don't know if Tracy going to come out of the.
Yeah. Somebody said Meiko Grimes.
Okay.
Some son of a bitch said.
Nico will punch you in your fucking
chest. Yeah, you ain't winning that fight.
Some motherfucker said RuPaul. Fuck you. Whoever said that. In the room, nigga.
RuPaul.
man. So, Bri, what else is happening out here in the news?
What else is happening? Mr. T.I. is back in the news, guys.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
Mr. T.I. I thought you were going to see Mr. T. I was like, damn, he back.
No, pity the fool.
So this damn fool, I pity the fool.
The
man is backstage at a show in Indiana.
Oh, man.
And a chick walks up and cuddles up to him and all of this stuff. So, and someone, like a standbyer, recorded it and put it out everywhere. So, boom, put him on blast.
Yeah, here's he was filming thing. Through the door. That was so fucking sneaky.
You think that's through the door?
Yeah, the door the door was kind of cracked.
Oh,
you
it
see
looked
that?
Like he trying to like just hide the fact that he's filming it.
Yeah, but it's like a cracked door.
Oh, I see. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's filming in a yeah.
So that's one of his people?
No, probably somebody backstage at a concert. Mm. Somebody, and they're like, "Ooh, let me get my camera." See, oh, I see T.I. Ooh, goddamn, that ain't no damn tiny.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But so my thing is like, are they even still together for this to come out?
Yeah. Oh man,
because I feel like they really only. Kind of together because of the babies.
Right.
I don't know.
A lot of folks are looking funny style because they still living together, I think. I know they still in the same community because, when T.I. got arrested, for arguing the other day, mm-hmm. Tiny was there at the house. Oh, so
some people have those arrangements, though. What do you think?
A lot more to this story, though.
Oh, really?
It continues to go. So girl, they found the girl. Her name is Aisha Pepperson. Aisha, I don't know what the name is. Anyway. found her on Instagram, and she's like, y'all trying to put 10 and 2 together, trying to make something out of nothing. It ain't nothing, this and the third. So come to find out, this chick is one of the girls that was hemmed up in the Houston's in Atlanta. Remember, T, I made a big deal about that Houston's,
yes,
like him and them three black girls up?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She was one of those chicks.
Ooh, shit.
So this goes back.
Damn.
And then she went on her Instagram and said, yeah, so while y'all worried about me and what I got going on, I got three movies I need to be reading for.
Oh, Lord.
And everybody like, who the fuck got you those movies? Come on now.
Wow.
So she really... Wow. It always be the chick. It always be the chick that tell on theyself.
Yeah,
always a side chick talking too much.
Lord, so wow, because yeah, clearly the body language. They smashing.
They smashing. They been smashing for a while.
Yeah. Damn.
And it's just like, damn, the constant disrespect. Like, if you gonna do you. They need to go public and say, we gonna do us.
Man.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do, because if Tiny be somewhere with a dude, T.I. be trying to bust his fucking face again.
I know, yeah.
It's a double, that's how guys are, though. No. They can move on, but you can't move on. It's like, that's crazy.
Man, Floyd Mayweather then sent a hey big head text to Tiny. Oh, shit.
She better stay away from his crazy ass.
What you think about that double standard, though? How, like, a guy could just move on. You have kids with a woman, and you out there doing your thing. Y'all broke up, but y'all are still, like, co-parenting.
Right,
and the
right.
dude lightweight act like he jealous when you move on, too.
Lightweight.
Yeah. Right. He fighting niggas out here. Right.
I'm just talking about in general, like, you know, because I feel like a lot of men are like T.I. and do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, guys are possessive. Guys are very possessive. You know, you don't want your... Yeah, your ex is really messing with nobody.
Which is fucking crazy. It's hell.
You know, guys are territorial
and
shit.
But you somewhere dipping your stick wherever you can. How?
You dig?
Wow.
Man. Layla, what else is happening out here in the streets?
I thought this was an interesting story. Hold on, my phone just went out. Oh, there it goes. So Wale did a recent interview, and they had brought up a statement that he made. And he was saying that... being dark skinned has hindered his rap career. And they were like, really? You
really,
think
huh?
that? And he was basically just saying that. Then he tried to go say, you know, like, I think being ethnically ambiguous in general is just better for the acting, you know, because they can play different roles. If you're mixed, you can play this,
yeah,
you can play that.
But acting. Yeah. It's a whole different
right,
time.
Right, but no, but check this out.
He sound like Tinashe.
No, then he says, then they ask him, hey, so do you think that being biracial for Drake and J. Cole are actually helping them? And his response was, I don't know.
Oh, wow. No, I mean, shit.
I don't think that's hindering his career.
It's dark skinned rappers like Rick Ross is dark skinned. And his shit pops off.
Biggie Smalls.
Biggie Smalls.
Like
Lil Wayne. Like, we could go on and on and on.
Yeah.
Jay-Z definitely ain't no fucking looker. Like, Nas is
not
light skinned.
Yeah. Hell, being a light skinned dude is more, it's harder.
Yes.
You know, because you got to prove yourself, because people going to think you soft.
Exactly.
You know?
His argument was
all bad.
Yeah, light skinned people actually have it a little bit harder, like you said, in the rap game.
In the rap game.
So they gotta go harder. That's probably why they go so hard.
Yeah.
Like a J. Cole and Drake.
Yeah.
Know.
And speaking of light skinned dudes, that Extentacion, I can't pronounce his name.
Nobody can.
Extentacion. Yeah. Say it again,
Brie. Extentacion. Extentacion.
You just said about four five fucking names, Brie.
Extentacion.
Yeah, this brother got killed down there near
so
the Miami
sad.
Area. That's very, very sad. Mm. Young dude, only 20 years old. And from what I'm hearing, it's some hater shit, you know.
You ain't heard everything else around it either, though?
I heard some basic street shit. What have you heard?
So, of course, his fans are going to say he's still alive.
Wait, what?
Well, here's the thing. He faked his death before.
He did.
To release a single.
Oh, wow. Really?
And it was like this big thing. But, you know, he's a SoundCloud artist. So he come from a generation where we, because none of us our age listen to SoundCloud.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We listen to radio or iTunes or stuff. So kids.
Hold on. White person coming in. Hold on.
Every time.
See,
every Tuesday.
These random white people come in the office. Hold on. Hold on, guys. Hold on. Yo. You know, hold on. Let me look at the strap. Hold on. Y'all bear with us, because every time we go live, it's some random white people come in the office in a suit. It happens all the time.
I barely see anybody around here in a suit.
It's
exactly.
So strange.
Exactly. All right. Hold on, guys. Y'all bear with us for a minute. This happens a lot, so I don't trust none of them.
This is like,
that's Fatima. So weird to me.
Fatima.
Fatima, come in, dear. Get Fatima on the mic.
Every week she's gonna.
I know we got. Yeah, we got to get it for Fatima. Get this mic, beloved. Look at Fatima. Look at Fatima. Look at Fatima. Y'all, that's my assistant Fatima. In here, just came in here like a sexy giraffe.
That's how you feel today.
No. Okay. What is this? Who is that talking to Mike, sweetie?
Someone that was like, oh, I was wondering if I could talk to someone about who buys office equipment.
Okay.
And I said, well, you know, I don't know if he has a business card, but you can leave yours. So
okay. That's what he loves. Every time these people,
it's
just
a Tuesday thing. It's you. It's you. When you're in here, they're like, someone's in there. Let's go.
Right. Yeah.
I need you to look for a no solicitation sign. We're gonna put on the damn door. All right.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Because that shit is weird. I don't trust none of these people.
Well, is that a cover up? Because that could be an every week stakeout. We don't know.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. They come in, they look real funny
looking
style.
Around, looking for outs and exits and shit. Yeah, y'all coming in. Yeah. Casing the place.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm going to have to get a no solicitation sign.
Get the
Do they come here when I'm not here?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Mm. Oh, see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm. Always in a suit, too.
Yes, indeed.
When you here conveniently.
Man. Okay. All right. Thank you so much,
dear. You're
welcome. All right.
Got 50 Cent over here.
Yes.
Get the
there
strap.
We go. That is Fatima. Yes, indeed. All right. So, Bree, what's happening, guys? So, what was up with old dude?
Yeah. So, yeah, it's a few conspiracies. So, one is that he's still alive because he faked his death before to release a single. So, apparently, his album that's supposed to be released now is called No Pulse. Mm. And when TMZ reported it, it said, rapper shot in Miami, No Pulse. That was the only part of the title. And people that were like looking, of course, people were like studying the videos of the random people that showed up, and there were no bullets, there were no blood.
There was no blood, yeah.
There was no bullet holes anywhere. And in the videos that they were showing, like his pants were changing, like he had on red shorts at one point, then at another second in the video, he had on black shorts. So that whole conspiracy is going on. And then there's another conspiracy about Drake. So apparently he signed to Drake's management some way.
Okay.
And Drake is the one and only rapper, big rapper, that hasn't spoke out on his death. And apparently, like, they're trying to link the fact that Drake said something in his lyrics to the fact that this man got killed. So he says something called SMS XXX. I only shoot below the neck. And why you keep shooting if that nigga's dead? He said that in the most recent song that he has out, the Degrassi video.
Okay.
So it's a whole lot of conspiracy going around this dude. But I also know, like, just from, I don't know his music, but just from, like, seeing him and my experience with his music and seeing him, he seems like a dark individual.
Very
dark. Yeah.
And
yeah.
He probably, like, pulled that on himself if he is really dead. So I don't know what to believe.
I think he's dead.
I think he's dead.
How do you think somebody dead if they got shot point blank and there's no bullet holes and no blood in his car?
Well, you know, it depends on where the bullet went. You know, sometimes it ain't like on TV. It's just blood splattered everywhere. You know, it just depends on where they hit. You know,
they said he shot him in the head.
Oh, wow. I don't know. You know,
it's the weirdest thing. How do you get shot in the head?
So he went to the hospital and then...
Because
like,
somebody had
to
announce him dead, you know, because then are the police
that?
All involved and the coroner's office and all that old stuff. So there would have to be a lot of people involved. And I don't think they're trying to hook up with this nigga to do a conspiracy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. I don't think he's that... Yeah.
Yeah.
But
I think he's dead. So RIP to the brother.
I know.
But
right?
did y'all see 6ix9ine though?
Yeah, he's
scared.
Oh, that nigga. Yeah.
He posted right after we heard that XXX died. He would, I'm sorry, y'all.
I be trolling, man. I be trolling. And because they were really about to get his ass in Chicago.
Yes.
And when he was fronting, when he went out to the O Block or something like that, He went out there. I'm out here on O Block, man.
He went at 5 in the morning.
It's 10 o'clock. Ain't nobody. You hear birds and shit in the back, like chirping. You know, it's clearly like 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
So he made sure everybody was asleep, went out there to the block, fronted, and still, after he made the video and posted it up, where everybody was like, hey, where that nigga at?
Yeah.
So, you know, he see that shit is real out here.
Yeah, he's scared. I hope this changes, because I feel like a lot of these new school little kid rappers, they're posting, you know, trying to be all hard and doing all this hard shit, but they really not about that life.
But I wanted to ask y'all opinion, because... It seems like a lot, like their generation of rap is about depression and suicide.
I was sitting back
trying to like think about why. You would think our generation would be like that because our parents were like the drug addicts, and,
right?
You know, went through that whole them bringing drugs over here. So our parents dealt with the epidemic. You would think we would be that type of You know what I'm saying?
Like, very depressed.
See, the thing is, like, old school rap and new school rap, it's, you know, back in the 80s, you had a lot of rappers, and, you know, crack was... I'm smoking crack myself. With all this season. But crack in the 80s was huge. And a lot of rappers were high, but they would never sing or rap about it. Like, all those rappers that you see, they were high as shit from the 80s. But they sang about regular shit. They never rapped or sang about it. Now, niggas be rapping Percocet, cocaine, Percocet. They rap about the shit, and they kind of wear it on their sleeve. And they make it seem like it's a cool thing now. And then if you just, you know, popping drugs all the time, that shit is going to take you to a dark fucking place with your mood and make you bipolar and just really alter your mindset. So these guys are high on everything. Lean and all this bullshit.
They be mixing it.
And I feel like them watching their friends die right next to them, because a lot of them have seen.
Yeah.
Literally, like, they best friends and shit get killed right next to them. And I've experienced death, but not to the extent probably some of these young kids have.
Yeah.
So it's just like, man, this shit is sad that all of these kids are so depressed and, like, you know, in this state. Of mine.
Yeah. The millennium kids are very, because I remember having fun when I was AA.
Yeah.
In high school. Hell, like, yeah. I was not depressed at all. I have no bills.
We was kicking it hard.
Because motherfuckers don't be going out. You don't see people out no more.
Right.
Because people be online, you're on Instagram.
That's so true.
You playing the Xbox and shit. So everything is virtual. You're having a virtual reality thing, but you're really, in reality, you're secluded. You're in the house all the time.
Very true.
You don't get your ass out and get some air and some sunshine, that fucks with you psychologically. It's almost like being in prison.
That's true.
Whereas when we were younger, we go out, take our ass outside and have a good time. Did y'all asses double dutch? I know Bree double dutch.
Double dutch. Layla, you know you got two left feet.
I know. I can double dutch my ass. Anything athletic, I can do it.
Yeah. I can do it.
Man.
I used to hella double dutch.
Man,
these kids got to look for love.
Man.
Very, very dark.
Yeah, just, they got to get out the house.
And stop popping in pills. That's what it is. Aftermath and pills. That's what it is.
Yeah.
It's very sad.
Exactly. All right. Hold on one second. Bree, what else is happening out here in the streets?
Mr. Trump.
Oh, God. Do we have
to? Hold on. Well, let me get this
I
call.
We're going
to get on Trump.
Okay. Well, I mean, I think people are going to.
Hello.
Hello. Hey, this is DeAndre Anderson calling.
Hey, DeAndre Anderson. How you doing, brother? This is Tariq.
Hey, Tariq. How's it going?
All right. I'm good. Now, we're live right now, DeAndre. DeAndre, he owns, or are you part owner of the potato chip company, right?
Yeah. I am the owner of the Symphony Chips company, yes.
Yes. And, yes, my man has a black-owned potato chip company. You dig? And he's sending us some Symphony chips.
Yes.
We love that. Brother, how long have you been doing the Symphony chips thing?
Well, actually, we've been doing potato chips now for about a year and a half, almost 2 years.
Okay.
But we're actually a spice company underneath.
Oh, really?
So, absolutely. So how it started was, my dad is actually a retired chef from Las Vegas.
Okay.
And he actually created this wonderful spice that we call the Symphony Spice on the famous Las Vegas Strip.
Okay.
So while, you know, people, you know, really don't, you know, buy spices they can't taste, when we started out our journey as a spice company, we got into a couple grocery stores and we were actually doing in-store demos, and we would put it on, like, raw vegetables. We'd also put it on popcorn, things like that. And people were like, hey, this is good. They were, you know, we were getting sales. It was working out. But it wasn't until we started doing the homemade potato chips in the store that people really started to take notice. Like, oh, my goodness, the spices are good. But, hey, man, where the chips at?
Wow.
So
what kind of flavors do you have?
Well, actually, we have about seven different flavors with our spice line.
Okay.
And with our potato chips, because of the whole process of getting it mass produced and commercialized, things of that nature, we have one flavor out right now, which is our original flavor, which is just, we just call it our original flavor.
Okay.
So it's our gourmet spice blend based upon the Symphony spice. But we do have other spices coming, other chips flavors coming out. Like, we have our smoke flavor that's coming out. We also have a chipotle aioli coming, sweet potato chip flavor coming, sweet potato chip coming. And then we also have our lemon pepper aioli. And there's one more. Our balsamic flavor coming.
Ooh.
So those are flavors we have coming out. Yeah, I mean, we're a gourmet seasoned company, so we don't do anything halfway. We always make sure everything's gourmet. So
and it looks good. I'm looking at the site, and for those, everybody can go to Symphony Chips, like Symphony, like Music Symphony, like it's symphonychips.com. And the chips are gluten free. They're all natural, no MSG. So they're kind of healthy for potato chips, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. We do not believe in artificial flavors. Everything that we put out will be all natural. It will also be vegan friendly because we do cook our chips in cottonseed oil.
Mm. Nice. And what oil?
Cottonseed oil.
Okay.
Yes.
Cottonseed.
Yeah. A lot of times people have allergies to like almonds or nuts or things of that nature. So we try to make it as friendly as possible to all palates.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And allergens.
That's beautiful. Now, how long have you been doing the potato chip line? How long have you guys been doing that?
So we've been doing it for about a year and a half.
Okay.
Almost 2 years now. Yeah.
Cool. Man, I'm so proud of you guys. I love to see black folks doing stuff like this. This is fly.
Yeah.
The chips look good. I can't wait to taste them. I know you sent me some, and I'm waiting to get them.
Yeah. And we also, you know, we're a family affair. So by that, I mean, so we have my dad who had this great idea of the Symphony Spice. And then, you know, I'm kind of managing the potato chips. But then my two daughters, Amina and Amari, which are, you know, they're 15 and 16. They're coming out with their own products as well underneath the Symphony brand. So my 16-year-old daughter, Amina, is coming out with a gluten-free fry mix based upon the Symphony spices.
Oh, cool.
So all those people who, you know, who want to do gluten-free and also maybe even low carb. But, you know, almost kind of means low taste.
Yeah.
Well, with our seasoning that we're adding, the flavor will definitely be there, and you'll be surprised by that. Especially once you try the chips, you're like, "Wow! If I can get this on other proteins, it'd be fabulous."
Oh, that's what's
so.
Up.
That's one. And then my other daughter, Amari, she's 15. She actually is coming out with a gluten-free pastry line. So it's called Symphony Pastries.
Oh, cool!
And she's basing her pastries off of our sweet potato seasoning mixture that we're coming out with. So look out for that too. So we're a whole family affair. So yeah.
Absolutely. Now you guys ship all over the place. If people want to order from the website, they can, you guys ship them out immediately, right?
Absolutely. We normally have our shipment turnaround time is normally about 24 hours, and we've shipped to over 46 states so far, including Alaska, Hawaii, and Puerto Rico. So do not think that we can't reach you. The post office pulls up, we can get to you.
There you go, my man. Everybody, I want everybody listening right now to go to the website Symphony Chips right now. Order a box of them. Order a box of these chips. Good. They look good. I can't wait to taste them. But everybody, I want y'all to order.
People
a box.
Do not share.
Yes. Now I'm looking at, okay, so you can get 12 bags for $26. Okay. I want to get that package, everybody. Get the $26 package. Get 12 bags of my man's chips. Order those today and support these brothers. And you guys are based out of Atlanta. Where are you guys based out of?
We are based out of Atlanta, absolutely.
Okay, perfect, perfect. My man. Hey, brother, D, thank you so much for calling in, brother. I can't wait to taste the chips, and I'm waiting on them to come from you guys, and I'm going to let everybody know how they taste. But in the meantime, everybody in the chat room, they're going to be ordering today. So look out for that, all right?
That's wonderful. Thank you so much for having me on your show. And my family is very, very happy to be a part of it. And hey, check out symphonychips.com. You can also follow us on Instagram at Symphony Chips. So definitely check us out.
Much nice. Respect, bro. Thank you so much, D. Love that, man. Love that.
That was so dope.
That is tight. I love shit like that.
Yes,
bro.
Me too.
Man, and that's why I can't wait till you guys see the reality show we shot.
Yeah,
man,
so
we had so much fun. They're still editing right now. And we got to do our confessionals pretty soon, too.
Okay, okay.
I can't wait to see it, man. There's so many good businesses that we chopped it up with, and we had a real good time.
Right.
So, you know, we need that. We need brothers and sisters really doing things on our own level right now. So, Layla, what else is happening out here in the streets?
I want to talk about... Hold on, my phone went...
God damn.
No, you know what's crazy? Okay, so did you guys catch... I didn't... and not this week, I believe it was last week, Red Table Talk with Jada, her mom, her sexy mama, to me. And her daughter, and she had asked her daughter, like, with your new generation, you know how we're talking about the whole generation and how this new generation is crazy, a little all over the place, how do you feel about monogamy? And Willow was basically saying she can't really see it. So I'm not saying that there can't be monogamy from like us, like the old school people, but this new generation of kids, they're not with it. So she was just kind of, so what do you think about that? Do you feel like we've so far gone at this point?
Do you feel like we so far gone?
Yes.
You know, because see, when they talk about
imagine how the kids feel.
See, but the thing is, when people like Willow and all those guys start talking about, well, I don't believe in monogamy, that means I don't believe in being with one gender. That's what they're talking about.
Oh, is that what they're talking about?
That's really what they're talking about.
Really?
I think that's what they're talking about. Because
old ass, I was like, oh,
because I don't know what with them, you know, I don't know what's going on with them, to be honest. It's a lot going on over there.
Yeah, because at times Willow appears.
Right.
To be on the other side.
Yeah.
But I think she was kind of saying, really talks about, so they're talking about gender.
That's what it seems like.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, let's not be, instead of just being with one sex, this removes sexual boundaries. It's that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Gotcha.
So it's like,
what is it called? Is it called
pansexual? Is it the pansexual?
Polysexual.
What is pansexual?
It's just some new shit they done threw at us. Is this pansexual? Look, eat what you want to eat, suck what you want to suck.
Do what you want to do, and in my mouth.
Hey, I'm not mad at you.
Not mad.
Not mad at all.
Okay.
Well, you know, speaking of that show, did they do the episode? I saw a little clip where...
Magic Johnson?
Yeah, her son.
I was trying to watch it on the way over here, and my son kept kicking me in the head.
I was trying
to drop him off. Okay. No, that came out, I think, the other day. I haven't watched
EJ it. EJ Johnson?
Yeah, did you watch that one?
No, I just saw that he said that it's hard to find good men.
Oh, damn.
EJ, you ain't never lied, boo.
I wanted to clap his ass like, oh, I know.
Yes, I want to see that episode.
I want to get him. I like him, though. That'd be
You know, we would like to interview him. That would be cool to interview EJ.
EJ's dope. Yeah, I like him.
EJ Johnson, come on through, brother. Let's chop it up with you. See what's going on.
Oh, you know who else, Tariq?
Who?
Because he got an album out, and it is dope as hell.
Who?
Nas.
Yes. Yes.
Yes, you said when he gets something out.
Trying to get Nas up in here.
He said, we've been trying to get Nas up here. He was like, well, you know, I'm going to wait till the brother got something out. Boom. He got an album out. Came out Friday.
Let me see what Nas' schedule was like.
That's
see
like
what,
crazy,
see.
But
I know.
Hard
I know. Layla going to come in here with the biggest damn hoe heels. Heels about this high. The heels going to be tall as Isambot. With thighs out, belly and stomach out, her back out, hair in an updo.
I know she ain't talking.
Oh, I know Brie ass too.
Brie, you see them titties?
Gonna be sitting way up here. You can't even see Brie face. No. Them titties gonna be sitting up if I have Nas in here.
Y'all ain't never lied.
With a see-through jumpsuit from Fashion Nova and shit.
They be in here
showing it. Yeah. I like Fashion Nova. You like Fashion Nova? They jeans fit good.
They got a men's line.
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh, I'm going to get you. Tariq, I'm going to get you
don't come in here with no damn.
Get you some. When your birthday?
Some.
Wait, did you have a birthday?
My birthday, you know, my birthday is July 1st.
July 1st?
Yes, July 1st.
The day the power come back on.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Happy
power.
Birthday.
Yes, yes. Power's the shit. Yes. But
What size you wear? I'm gonna get you that Fashion Nova fit.
They don't have his size. Sure.
I know. I do not want a size 40 Fashion Nova skinny jean. I don't want it. Man, let me see who else is on the phone. A lot of folks are calling up. Let's see who we got on the phone. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, how you doing? I'm John from Maryland.
John from Maryland. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing well. How you doing, ladies? Hey, so I got two questions for you. I've been waiting to ask you these questions. So I got two questions for you.
Go ahead, brother.
You ready? All right. First question is, I mean, I know it's not good to be like emotional in your feelings with women. I tell them how much you care about them and how much you value them and all that because it's a little weak and simpish. But is it okay to be like that when it comes to like your lady?
Of course.
Like actually.
Yeah. You're supposed to be sensitive with your lady, your main lady. Yeah, of course. You're sensitive and you can show your emotion. You know, that's fine.
Okay. All right. The other question, is it okay for a man to tell a woman you love them first?
That's a hard one. That's a hard one. That's a
hard one.
No, because don't let these motherfuckers fool you. Because
it's okay. Because it's okay.
No, they'll sit up and say it's okay, and you say that shit to a woman, and she'll start looking at you funny style.
Yeah, but don't tell her 10 minutes after you met her.
Right. Okay. Right. Okay. That's a good point. Good point. It depends on how soon, because sometimes niggas, you go on one day to be like, I love you, Bree. You know,
and it happens all the time.
Yeah, it does.
So it depends on how long you've been dating her. You understand? And then usually, if you're dating a woman for a long period of time, they'll say it to your ass first. They'll slip that shit in somehow. You dig?
And what if it's like, what if you really feel like that?
Yeah.
What if it's love at first sight?
No.
Y'all never had love at first sight?
It's going to scare the person off. Yeah, I don't care who
y'all,
you are.
Y'all, you never had love at first sight.
It's going to scare the person. You cannot say love to somebody as soon
no,
as
you. No, I would never do that. I've never had love at first sight. I'm just saying.
Well, why the hell you expect
no,
me to
no, because have? People have had it for me, honey.
So, I got one last question. We got time for one last question?
No, I want to get back into the other one, the last one. So, are you with are you in a situation now where you want to tell a woman you love her?
I don't necessarily. I'm not there yet, but it's getting towards. It's going that direction.
Now,
so I wanted to make sure I was ready.
Now, how long have you been dating her?
About 4 months.
Do y'all think that's too soon, ladies?
I think that's totally fine. Four months is long enough.
4 months. Yeah, 4 months is,
over 3 is
4
good.
Months is cool.
Over 3.
But still, I just don't like the idea. But dude saying it first, you got to be a player.
Why,
you got to be a player about your shit. You sitting up here, players don't be like, I love you so much. You know.
Okay, I have a question for you.
Yes, yes.
When did you tell Pina? Who told who first?
She told me first.
Okay.
She
that's why first. That's why he's standing on that.
Yeah. You know, you don't want to be, you know, throwing that out there.
How long into the relationship, though, did she tell you?
I was about 4 or 5 months.
About us? So it's okay for us to stay 4 or 5? Like,
yeah, with women, yeah. Because, you know, if you were a dude for a few months, you know, women will start expressing their feelings.
So
you
even
know.
If you feel it, if even if you probably loved her first, we don't know. You wouldn't tell her? You wouldn't wait? Did she tell you?
I would kind of wait.
Really?
I would wait.
So guys be doing that shit?
You guys do.
Wow.
Is that petty?
That's petty. Hella petty. I didn't know y'all be doing that.
Yeah, because women, y'all funny style. We sit up and be like, I love you. Then all of a sudden, we get robbed and you on Instagram. I got money though. I don't need to rob no nigga though. I got money. You know? We don't want to come off like no simp and get robbed by y'all black ass.
Lord, all
right, brother, be good, man.
Yeah, it's hot in here, y'all.
It's Fatima.
It's fucking hot.
Fatima, little thin ass. She's
so skinny.
You weigh 80 pounds, sweetie. We burning up.
Okay.
Oh, Fatima's little thin, cold ass turning the air off. It's burning up in here.
I'm so hot. Oh, my
man.
God. I thought it was just me.
Man, Isambard is sweating. He's a robot. He doesn't need... Shit.
What about Kumba?
Kumba. It feels like a slave ship. I feel at home. Lord. Let's see who else is on the phone. All right, what's up? Who's calling?
Yo, hello?
Hey, brother, what's up?
What's up, Tariq? This is Kevin from Cleveland. What up, ladies?
How you doing, Kevin from Cleveland? What's going on, brother?
I'm good. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah. Nigga, yes, we can hear What's you, Kevin up? From Cleveland. Go ahead, brother.
It's Tariq.
Lord, this nigga done drank a bottle of lean. Shit. Oh, this nigga done woke up to a big juicy glass of scissor.
My bad, Flex. Yo,
are you okay, nigga?
Okay,
brother. We
I'm
here.
Good,
we
good,
here,
I'm
brother.
Good.
I know you're excited. You're talking to these lovelies over here. You haven't. I know it's overwhelming you, brother. Just get it out. Let's talk about it, brother. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. So yeah, I'm with my girl right now, and like her brother's gay.
Okay.
And like she always wants me to go with them to like gay parades and gay pride.
Okay.
And I don't never want to do it.
Don't do it.
Like, am I wrong for that? For not?
Yeah, if you don't want to go.
I'm just not.
Yeah, if you don't want to go, don't go. You know? Yeah, yeah.
Forcing
yeah.
you?
Yeah. But she's trying to force you to go to the gay parades? How many gay parades are there? I mean, shit.
But like, she's always coming at me like I should be more accepting and all of that. I just don't feel comfortable around a whole bunch of gay dudes. I'm sorry, Reek.
Now, yeah, I understand her right. Brother, you know, well, she's probably like, okay, I want you to be cool around my brother. That's my brother. I grew up with him. I love my brother.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I am. No question.
Okay. Yeah, so, yeah, you know. So, is the brother trying to have you around some of his buddies, too?
Nah. I mean, when I'm around them, you know, they're there, but, you know, they don't really mess with me. I mean, they talk to me because I'm a brother, but...
Right.
You know.
Well, hi, Kevin.
He laughing extra.
So one of them niggas get a little too friendly with you, you feel uncomfortable. No, but I understand where your girl is coming from. That's her brother. So basically, she wants you to be kind of, you know, cool with the brother. But that don't mean that right. You got to go put on some fashion over flip-flops and go to the pride parade. Right. You ain't got to do all that. Let your lady know that you and her brother, y'all cool, but you're not trying to go to the little meetings and all that old stuff. I don't know what they do. Right. Thanks for the call,
I'm
brother.
Done. I'm so done.
I don't know. He sound like they're trying to recruit him the way he's talking.
You can be cool with people and don't have to go.
Yeah. Right.
She campaigning for the wrong shit.
Yeah.
A man mess around and take her man, she better watch out.
Right. You dig? It happens.
Man. But let me see. Bree, what else is happening out here in the
streets? I want to talk about 45.
Go with his stupid ass.
Yes.
And I don't know how stupid he is with this. You know, did he... he wants to immediately establish a space force. So he wants to add another branch to the military and call it the Space Force.
No, really? Damn.
Literally. Damn. And he said immediately he wanted to start the USS Space Force, Guardians of the Intergalactic Order.
Oh, damn.
And why?
Because this is what I'm saying.
And why are we
doing all
this?
Of these people that think we are the only people in the universe. He just said a whole lot without saying a whole lot. Because what the hell is going on in space that you need military in space? If there's nothing there.
Do you guys believe that? I never believe we're the only people in the universe.
Oh, no.
Do y'all really believe that?
Yes, there's definitely some other shit.
It's a lot
out
of people
there.
That believe it's... we are the only people in the
universe.
No.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that still believe that. But for him to say, for the president to say, we need to start, because that was a big deal when one president said, okay, we need to go to the moon. Who said that?
Ronald Reagan said that.
Reagan said that. I thought it was JFK.
JFK, they went to the moon, but Ronald Reagan wanted to do a space program. But JFK wanted.
So that was like life-changing at the time.
Yeah.
So this is like some life-changing shit right here, because he said a whole lot without saying.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so I'm almost guaranteed the next thing is there's going to be aliens like on our land very soon on this planet.
I hope they give us some ray guns that we can use against the white supremacists. I hope this shit.
That's what you're going to be worried about. If another species is here, you're going to be worried about the white supremacists.
Yes. Help me get them. I want E.T. Let me see your finger, nigga. Get that finger and point it to that motherfucker and get them off.
Let me see your finger.
Shit. That's what I want. Come help us.
Get man, they right probably here. Already in cahoots with them, though.
I don't know. What if there's a whole planet just full of coons? They got a butter biscuit flying saucer, and Jesse Lee Peterson is their leader.
You say anything?
Jesse Lee, like, I just got an anal probe on the spaceship.
Lord,
oh God,
man!
So it's
a
fuck,
that would be
man.
Hilarious. Whoa.
It sounds like a good movie, though.
God.
I know.
And it does. Oh, here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
I know. We get Omarosa in the movie. And Stacey Dash, all the coons.
I swear, they the head HBIC.
Man. Let's get one more call before we get out of here. Hope this is a good one. What's up? What's up? Who's calling?
Yes, sir. Tisabet calling from Miami.
Tisabet, how are you, brother?
I'm good. I'm glad to be able to speak to you today.
Now, hold on. Before we get into anything, you're down in Miami. What have you been hearing on the streets about the Extacion, Sion, whatever his name is, about his death? Have you heard anything out there?
I haven't really heard nothing like unusual. It looked like a pretty much a typical thing. But at the same time, though, man, you know what he was on? Because I heard a couple of songs he did. I seen the video he did. He hung something. You know what I'm saying? That was kind of off the chain. So I kind of think it was a little foul play involved in that. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
All right. Definitely. But
so, go ahead, brother.
I had something to say to Bree. And then I had something to say to you real short. I ain't going to be long-winded. I know how it goes.
Go ahead, bro.
So, Bree, when you said the other week that homeboy was, the way you called out homeboy at the club, I just wanted to give you a credit for being keen, because a lot of niggas like to publicly embarrass you. It ain't just females. It's niggas, too. Niggas like to use that little tool. They be trying to publicly embarrass you to gain some type of edge. And I just wanted to let her know that that was some keen insight. You know what I'm saying? For him to pick, for her to pick that out about homeboy that she was talking about that day. And
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I know. I know what you're talking about. Are you talking about when she was at the thing and he was saying something about mint or something?
Yeah. The dude was trying to front in front of his phone. Yeah.
Why do guys do that though?
Now, fuck. Now, just briefly, I'm gonna hang up right after this. Tariq, yes. It's gonna be a trip, and this is interesting how this came up. As far as the whole reason we talking right now, and, you know. But anyway, I probably need to email you later, but we need to catch up on some other things. But I want to ask you one thing.
Yes, sir.
Do you believe in reincarnation?
I do. I believe that our energy and our spirit goes into certain beings. I believe that our spirit uses physical bodies as vessels. So I do believe that.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. You got an email? Cause I want to hit you up on. Oh yeah. And also, man, we did an interview back in the day. You did a raw ass interview for me for my book. I want to let you know that shit was tight. It was in 2013.
Where was I? Did I do it over the phone or where did I do it?
Yeah. On the phone. Okay. On the phone.
I will chop it up. We'll chop it up. Email me info@tariqelite.com, brother. Thank you for the call. All right, my man. A good call. Let me get one more call. Look like somebody from LA is calling. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, what's good? It's Ace out of downtown LA.
What's up, brother? What's your name?
Ace.
Ace out of downtown. What you doing downtown? You live in a loft down there, brother?
Yeah, right here by the Staples Center and the Convention Center.
There you go. What's on your mind,
What's
brother?
Good, Layla and Bree? What's good?
Hey, what's up?
I had a gang question for you.
Go ahead.
For all y'all, really. All
right.
Is it cool for your girl to have male friends? And Brian Layla, what y'all think about?
I'ma say no. Yes, I did say it. Yes, I'ma say no. It ain't cool for your lady to have male friends. Yes, goddammit, I said it, and I'm getting some stank over here.
Why
is it?
Because niggas be thirsty and niggas be campaigning. You understand?
Right,
because
I've been the male friend, quote unquote, plenty of times.
Yes.
So I know how to gang though. Mm.
Okay. Thank you. Now since they looking at me stank, let me get on their ass right now. But thanks for the call. All right, so.
Alright, yeah.
Okay, so y'all think so it's cool. Y'all think it's cool. Well, y'all ladies, so y'all think it's cool to have male friends.
Okay, so when I was in my long relationship with my son's father, I was not allowed to have any male friends whatsoever. However, he was allowed to have a few girlfriends that he said were like old friends, so he's known them, you know, for years or whatever. You know, they're just like business partners, people does business, you know, stuff like that. So that's the only, and at the time I really didn't care. I really didn't, because I was into my man. I didn't give a damn.
Right.
But the next relationship I get in, I'm going to have male friends.
Bree, so.
I think it's fine.
There's a gray area here.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Yes. Yes.
There's a gray area. Let's put that out there. That's number one. Number two, because, okay, and I'm saying that because it is very hard to maintain female, like a friendship between female and male when your woman looks good. Bottom line, like if you have a fine woman or if you are a good looking woman and know how to carry yourself, keep yourself up, it's hard. I've tried to be friends with people and they've tried to cross the line. But at the end of the day, it is the woman who makes the decision. So it's whatever type of woman that you're dealing with.
So if you're in a relationship with a dude, both of you guys, and he has a female friend that he's just yucking it up with and talking with, and it's supposed to be casual, and you guys are cool with that.
Yes, as long because this is the only way I'm gonna be cool with it is if you introduce this person and the friendship is mutual between all of us.
Okay,
like if you can sit back, he can sit back and talk to her on the phone as much as he wants to, but it's not gonna be no, there can not be no beef between me and her. It cannot be no type of friction.
Right.
like, she got to be able to come over, you know what I'm saying, and chop it up with me just the same way she can with my man.
And it's very important to understand how they became friends.
And exactly.
That's the major, major thing. Exactly. Because sometimes they can be friends through a relationship like yeah. her friend, that's her man, and they became cool, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or somebody she worked with, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know, work is just different.
No, it could be, you know, you cool with somebody
can,
at your job.
Yeah,
right.
It can be, yeah,
right.
It can.
Yeah, you know. That's understandable. You're friends with your coworkers.
Here's the thing. At the end of the day, whatever you think you controlling by saying your man can't have friends or your woman can't have friends, they still can do that shit. Like,
they can.
So
whatever
you think. Are you going to do that? Like, okay, so next relationship, are you going to have male friends?
Yeah, I always have male friends.
See, that's the thing. I don't think it's anything wrong with it either.
It just depends on how that motherfucker became a friend. Oh, okay. That's all I want to know. Because sometimes niggas get put in the friend zone after they done shot. They shot at her. Something didn't work. They might have went on a date or two. Something didn't work out, or he might have got friend zoned, or they might have dated before and then became friends later. Mm-hmm. So you don't want that lingering around. If you were with a dude and he has a female friend that he used to date, but then they became cool, would you be cool with them still being friends?
I'm cool with my exes, and they've moved on today, and they have. Well, their girlfriends don't want them talking to me.
Right.
But I'm just saying, like, that's the petty shit, because I'm not going to touch him again. Like, that's I'm not going to go there again. But she don't know that.
But I'm saying to you, you dating a guy, y'all cool, but he has a female friend that he smashed, but they're cool, they're not smashing, it ain't never going down, but she's still calling, and they yucking it up, and cock-eyeing, and kiki-ing.
Actually, I told you that happened to me. I told you that before.
Yeah.
My ex.
It happened to me, too. Yeah, it was fucking crazy.
You went crazy.
She was not single. She was single, though.
Okay.
If she had a situation.
No, this girl was married. She was married.
If she was in another situation and moved on, like, you single yucking it up with my nigga the same way I do. Like, nah, bitch. No.
Yeah.
Find somebody else to go play
no,
with.
No, I think that makes a difference if you're single. Because this was his ex-girlfriend, but she got married. I met her husband. We was cool. Mm. But I know that they tried to date and it didn't work. They were better business-wise.
Okay.
And so I respected that I met her. She cool. We friends.
Yeah.
Like, I had no problem with her. So I think it depends, like you said, on the relationship.
And you could talk to you blue in the face, and these people, whatever the fuck they want to do,
they're going to do. Period.
Control your mama.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, that's who you control.
Yes.
Control your damn kids.
Like. Man. Anyway, y'all, let's get up out of here. It's 3 o'clock West Coast time. What you guys got going on this week?
Well, we was supposed to have a pool party. Mm. Thanks to the promoter for unforeseen issues. It has been canceled. It was a lot going on with the promoter and what he had going on. So it is going to be canceled. However, all the refunds were refunded. And I have some other places for you guys to go at a discount rate. There's a Rick Ross party. I know somebody throwing. So DM me and it's another pool party. I have nothing to do with it, but I do know the promoter. And he said he'll get my people discounts, you know, coming out.
Nice.
So just,
that was nice.
Yeah, that was really, really cool. I wanted to do something. I told him. I was like, yo, I got these people. So if you guys are, I'm going to post it on my Instagram and then just DM me for the info. And I'll hit you guys back with the info.
Cool. And what you got going on, Bree?
Trying to keep my blood count up. I'm trying to keep that up. One of my homegirls is like trying to get me to go to all this BET shit, and I'm just not about the crowds. Like, you know, BET experience is happening this weekend, and it's cool, but
I'm the same way, Brie.
And I hate to sound bougie, but I just be like, if I'm not getting walked right into wherever we going, if I got to go through any type of, I don't want to do it. So I don't know. I'm going to see.
That's what I said. I'm going to see too.
If I can get my life together.
I can help y'all, but I'm going to see.
Yes, indeed. All right. Where can we find you guys on the gram, Layla?
Miss Layla Lopez. So it's MSLAILALOPEC.
And Brie, where can we find you?
I'm at It's Brie Small, ITSBRISMALL.
Wait, did y'all like our dance? Me and Brie danced.
Oh, yeah, we did do a dance.
Damn, we did a jig. Yes. Tariq, did you see it?
I saw it. Y'all were getting it in.
Oh, you lying.
I saw the one where y'all were in the studio, y'all trying to be sexy with the black and white thing going on.
Yes. Tevin Campbell, we coming for you, boo. No, did you see my post? Me and Brie were rehearsing. Tevin Campbell's making a miraculous comeback.
Oh, damn.
And we're going to be his backup dancer. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, please.
Not me. Layla, you could do that shit.
Are we going to be on your video, Tariq?
Yes, yes.
What are we going to be doing? Can I have a really, acting role?
Background dancer?
No.
What are y'all, we got, because y'all know in the video, I'm going to be driving around at night. So what y'all going to be doing some nighttime shit.
You should have women drivers.
No, that's not going to work.
He don't want to crash.
Oh, yeah.
Hell no. That's Layla can't drive for shit.
I was just about to say, you should let Layla drive. And I swear I said that before I even thought about it. Y'all, Layla cannot drive. I'm sorry. Just put that out there. She owns it.
Man,
I do own it. I want to do something good. I want to do something like, I want a speaking role. I want to, like, I don't know why. I just want a speaking role.
What okay. What you gonna say?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I can be like the store clerk. If you go into the store, I'd be like, "Sir, stop stealing." and you'd be like, "This is racism." And I'm like, "Yes."
All of that in the video.
All that in the damn video. That's just completely video. Ain't got shit to do with the song.
She's standing there with a rhythm spoon shirt on.
I know. Layla want to be like Dennis Rodman, just saying random shit. I ate a banana and I fell down on my elbow. My braids got caught in the car door. Just saying random shit. Lord, Layla. Goddamn Layla. Anyway, y'all follow me on Instagram at Tariq Elite. All right.
That's all the TikTok, y'all.
Yes, that's the hey. You gotta love her.
Oh, you guys accept me.
You gotta love her. All right, y'all. We're out of here. We'll see y'all next week.